Okay, what's the fizzy water flavor and brand that you get real excited about? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
No, seriously, we are asking you, what is sparkling the fizzy water that you super love? Do you sparkling water? I always just say fizzy water.
You say fizzy water, but I say sparkling water, but it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. You just know what I mean?
Non-pop.
Right.
Sparkles.
So we actually like started this conversation yesterday. I got very excited because I like to, you know, I like to shop around when it comes to the fizzy waters. I like to try different types. I like to try different flavor profiles.
For sure.
I like what LaCroix is doing. They've got a lot of variety. And I'm always trying to try a new flavor. And I do think this is like taken the place of pop.
Thank God. I mean, because pop is, you know, it's a sometimes experience, or
right.
It should be, because you know, it's not always the best to be drinking all that sugs.
Right. But
so it's nice to have the option when you're not in the mood for a sugary drink.
Right. So 651-641-1071, when it comes to those sparkling waters, what's the one you're real excited about these days? Yesterday I got the Waterloo, and I got just a plain old peach.
Oh, yeah,
peach.
You like that Waterloo.
Well, this was my first time trying the Waterloo. I like the Aha. There's a peach honey one that I get super excited about. But then I was like, oh, there's just a plain old peach. I'm going to try that. Anyway, and I liked it. I also got to try, there's a mojito flavor.
Yeah, that's LaCroix.
Of the LaCroix.
Yeah.
And it's real good.
That's where I'm at lately. I've just been all over the LaCroix. I throw Spindrift in there because I think that counts. But some people might not count that because it does have a little bit of fruit juice in it.
Right. 651-641-1071. What is the fizzy water you're real excited about? We did get a tweet. From Brian said, because it's the one I just drank. Then you asked that question. So it's a picture of the, and what is this flavor? Muray Pepino, Blackberry Cucumber, LaCroix.
I don't know that I like cucumber.
It's one of them curate ones.
Oh,
what
yeah,
is the difference?
I don't know what the difference is, but they come in those tall, fancy cans.
Yeah.
So you feel extra fancy.
Right. And you can put your pinky up and really feel like you're pretty.
You know this. I love the limoncello LaCroix. Uh-huh. That's my current fave, but I've also enjoyed the guava, which is a new one for the season.
LaCroix. I just got that one and I do like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of florally.
It's new and different. You know what my other actual favorite is, though, is hibiscus.
That one is good.
Hibiscus is real nice.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to add a little bit of pop to your life, half Fresca, half hibiscus.
You're like a mixologist with your fizzies. I'm not kidding.
It's fun to change it up, right?
Yes.
You do that. You add juice to things or something, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. I do mixes and matches.
Yeah.
We did get a tweet, too, from Panda. I love me some Clearly Canadian. And then she said that and coconut LaCroix. Listen, coconut LaCroix will always be my number
one.
Okay,
so you know they have the cola-flavored one called the knee cola?
Yep.
They have a LaCroix coconut cola. Which I need to try.
What?
Yeah. They also have a coffee one, which I have tried and do not
like.
We did not
like that one. And we tried the one that's supposed to actually taste like cola. I wasn't
a
fan of that. Just the plain old Nicola, but like not the other stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We have Trisha. No, let's go to Kathy first. She's been holding longest. Hi, Kathy. Kathy, what is your favorite sparkling water?
Well, I like the Smart Water Cucumber Lime. It's to die for.
Ooh.
And the Watermelon Mint. That's another one. Both Smart Water brand.
Okay.
Nice.
I've not availed myself
of
the Smart Water.
Thank you. Kathy, are they fizzy or not?
They're not fizzy, no.
Oh, okay.
It's nice to have some non-fizzies occasionally, right?
Thank you for your call, Kathy. I didn't even know about that, but they do have four different flavors, or at least four that I see right now, of Smart Water, which is not fizzy.
Distilled.
They've got strawberry, blackberry, watermelon, mint, pineapple, kiwi, and the cucumber lime. Let's go to Trisha. Hi, Trisha. Trisha, what's your favorite fizzy water?
Okay, I cannot remember the name of it, but it's the Costco.
Oh, like the Kirkland brand?
No.
But they have, I think they've got a lime cherry. They have lime, which is my ultimate favorite, but it's four different, you know, it comes in the Costco government size, you get it all for $7, which I love, and they're all amazing. They don't leave a taste in your mouth, it's just the right amount.
Are you talking about, is it the Ice Mountain? Is that the one?
I don't think it's Ice Mountain. Okay. It comes in cans.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, no, so good.
Get it at the Costco. Thank you so much, Tricia. I will say we tried the like pink lemonade Ice Mountain. That one is awfully good too.
Is it?
I don't understand how they do this.
Tiffany said,
I need the science of this.
Well, I actually, you don't care. I read a book recently and they talk about all these like flavor and smell companies.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what they can do to create flavors to make you, you know, taste things.
Yes.
Tiffany on Twitter, well, she did the My Talk app, I think, mm-hmm. and yep. she said cotton candy?
I don't even know what that is.
Cotton candy at Walmart.
I don't even know.
That must be a flavor of sparkling water.
I just got a text from our friend Melissa Peterman. She said, I don't know if it counts.
It always counts.
It'll count. Trader Joe's sparkling green tea with pineapple.
Ooh,
that sounds real good. I got to get my hands on that.
Well, that's why I think there's a category in between like a pop and a sparkling water, right. which has maybe a little bit of fruit juice or a little something, something in it.
So here's what I've been doing. Because, you know, I don't want the sugar of the lemonade in my Arnie Palmer's.
Yeah.
So I'll do my iced tea. I like a peach iced tea. Thank you for asking. And I'll throw some lemon sparkling water in there. Sure. Just so you get the little lemon and a little effervescence. Because I like when things sort of effervesce.
Sparkle.
Effervesce.
Sparkle.
Whatever you want to call it.
Carbonate.
Bryn is on the line. Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
Bryn, what is the kind of sparkling water you're real excited about?
Well, I'm just going to tell Bradley that if he likes hibiscus, the Target Good & Gather brand.
Okay.
The raspberry hibiscus. Somebody just told me about it, and I tried it, and it's my favorite.
See, I didn't even know that was a thing, and the Good & Gather is like showing up with some really good flavor profiles.
Yes.
Thank you, awesome. Bryn.
Thank you for that.
And I
am now looking at this.
Put that in your cart.
Want it.
We've got Jackie on the line. Jackie, you'll have the last word. What is the sparkling water you get real excited about? Hi, Jackie.
I'm sorry. It didn't come through. I love bubbly. It is so good, especially the black cherry and the lime.
We it's got fabulous. That. You know what? Somebody also sent that one in. Thank you for your call, Jackie, that bubbly is like anything bubbly, all bubbly flavors.
And Alicia on the My Talk app just reminded me, and I have not tasted this flavor yet. Spindrift has a tea and lemon, which is like an Arnie Palmer. So you might want to seek that out.
I think I need to seek that out. See, this is part of my issue. Okay.
Okay. Now you sound like Hilaria Baldwin with the trouble that they've had being rich.
Wait, come on. No, this is an embarrassment of riches, right? Like, there are so many good flavors in the world. It's hard to know which place carries what, right?
Sure.
So then I'll hear one and I'll go earmark that. I'm going to need to try that. And then I'm like, but I can never find it.
It's hard. Well, like Melissa Peterman
said. Thank you for understanding.
I totally understand. Melissa Peterman said Trader Joe's. I rarely find myself in a Trader Joe's these days. But, you know, next time you go, you're going to be like, I know there was something I was supposed to get at Trader Joe's.
And then I'm going to spend another extra hour there just wandering through the aisles. And I might walk out with a bunch of other stuff that I didn't actually plan on getting, but not the thing I went there for.
I mean, that's why you go there.
Welcome to my life.
Oh, Panda said the Clearly Canadian. I've never had the Clearly Canadian.
What?
I mean, since it came back,
oh,
I don't think
okay.
I've had the Clearly Canadian.
Okay,
it's,
clearly.
Is it just sparkling, or is it got like
I feel sugies? Like it's, I think it has some sugies in it.
Okay.
I don't feel good sugies. When I say that. Also, well, no, I'm not even going to get into some extra stuff. Okay, fine. Reishi Tea Sparkling Botanicals.
Yeah, you gave me a sample of that.
Yeah.
I did not like the one you gave
you
me.
You did not care for
but
it.
But I would try the other ones because the one I tasted was kind of weedy.
Which one did you try? The dandelion ginger?
One. And I was like, I feel like I'm
some of them taste a little dirty, but like there's a Shasandra berry, which I don't even
don't
know
say
what
a Shasandra berry.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called. I know, but I'm like, I don't even know what that berry is. But I like it.
Berry. I do want to give a shout out to the Topo Chico.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Holly's very way Topo Chico. Into the Topo Chico.
Yes.
Which is just plain sparkling water, right?
Sometimes you can get it with a hint of grapefruit or a hint of lime, but it's extra fancy in a glass bottle and you have to open it with a can opener. So sometimes when I want to feel luxurious, I crack a cold one after
and
I get
like,
home.
You know what? Long some day at Topo the office. Chico.
90% of drinking beverages is trying to feel fancy while you're doing it. And so
I'm here for that.
If it's a bottle opener, fine. If it's the glass you're drinking out of it out of, fine.
We say happy hour in our house, and we're not drinking alcohol.
No.
So, I mean, literally, it'll be like, it's time for happy hour, and I bust out my, like, raspberry lime Spindrift.
And then do you, like, get a steel drum out and just, like...
Yes, I'm like, we're on a cruise.
It's island time.
Where did these nachos come from?
Plonk, plonk, plonk. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show.
Nachos? Got nachos.
Yeah, where did the nachos show up?
Sometimes, yeah.
I wish. Right. I'm coming over to your house.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we need to talk about another Spears family member. Jamie Lynn, to be exact, because she's talking. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1.